Jesus said you can know a tree by its fruit. And we're going to talk about that today on the broadcast, beginning in Luke chapter 6, verse 43. We're going to read verses 43 through 45 today from Luke chapter 6. And then after we read this passage and talk about it for just a few minutes, we're going to go to some other passages in the Bible that talk about the same subject and shed some light on what we're looking at here. So let's begin our reading today in Luke chapter 6, verse 43. For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Now Jesus' illustration here is simple. And as a matter of fact, when you read through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you're going to find that Jesus takes some of the most simple and commonplace things in nature, and he teaches the profoundest truths with those illustrations. And so it is here today in Luke chapter 6, verse 43. He looks at a fruit tree, and he makes this simple point. He says, you're not going to have a good tree that produces bad fruit, and you're not going to have a bad tree that produces good fruit. He says in verse 44, for every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs. You don't go to a thorn bush and pick figs off of it. You don't go to a bramble bush, he says, and pick grapes off of it. Because, he says, a good tree does not bring forth bad fruit, and a bad tree does not bring forth good fruit. Now, what does he mean by this? What is he talking about here? Well, in particular, he's using a tree to represent a person. And more specifically, he's talking about the person's heart. And by the fruit here, he's talking about the person's life. The fruit here represents what the person says and what the person does. And so his point here is very powerful and very simple. And that is, if you've got a good person, if you have a person who has a good heart, that person is not going to live a bad life. He's not going to use bad language and do bad things in his life. And if you have a person with a bad heart, somebody that has an evil heart, is not going to produce good things in his life. He's not going to live a good life. He's not really going to speak good things, and he's not going to do good things. Now, of course, it is possible, and as a matter of fact, it does happen, that you have some people like you had in the New Testament who are hypocrites. And so Jesus knew that there were hypocrites back in his day, and he knew that they had an evil heart. And they fooled some people, at least some of the time. They pretended to be righteous. They would speak good words, and they would do good deeds. They would go to the temple and worship God. They would pray out in public and pretend that they were righteous people. But you know, sooner or later, their true colors show. Eventually, people are going to see what they really are. So yes, a man can hide his evil heart with good deeds for just a time, but eventually he's going to be found out. But Jesus, of course, is emphasizing the rule, the general rule of thumb, and that is when you have a person with a good heart, he's not going to do bad things. Now, he's not going to be perfect, and he may slip up at times and neglect to do something that he should. He may say something that's out of line on one occasion or another, but as a pattern of life, as a habit or a rule of life, he's not going to do that. And somebody that has an evil heart may be able to pretend for a while that he's righteous. He might be able to fool people by saying good things and doing good things for a while, but eventually his evil heart is going to show. And that's what he says in verse 44. For every tree is known by his own fruit. You can't read somebody else's heart. You don't know what's in somebody else's mind, but you can see the results of their heart in their lives. By their actions, you can know something about what is in their heart. And notice that Jesus goes on to point out in verse 45 that a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. Now, let me say something also here about the heart. He's saying in this passage that the heart is where it all begins. That's where our outward actions and our words actually come from. And so if we're going to live a righteous life, then we're going to have a righteous heart. We can't just go through the forms. We can't just say, well, I'm going to start speaking better things. I'm going to do a better job with my tongue. I'm going to start doing better with my actions without changing the heart. You have to work on it first, because if we don't work on the heart, then the actions are not going to follow. A good life comes from a good heart. Jesus said good fruit comes from a good life. Now here's how Solomon said that. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, he said, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." The New King James Version translates that, "Out of it spring the issues of life." He's saying here that our heart determines how we speak. Our heart determines what we do in life. So if we want to be better people, then we need to improve our heart. And you can't change a person's life without changing that person's heart. The inside has to change first, the tree has to be right, and then the fruit will follow. It will follow just as naturally as a good tree produces good fruit. Now, what does that tell us then? What does this say to us about what we put into our hearts? What does this tell us about the kinds of television shows and movies that we watch? If we put those bad things into our minds, those bad words and those bad scenes, those evil ideas, what kind of storehouse are we going to have in our hearts? This passage says, "Keep your heart with all diligence, because out of it are the issues of life." So these verses tell us why some people say bad things and do bad things. It's because their heart is not right. And when you consider what they put into their minds, the kind of things that they read, the places that they go, the kind of television shows and movies that they watch, they're putting all those evil ideas into their minds. Folks, a person cannot put that kind of thing into his mind day after day without it affecting him. I know that there are some people that say that it doesn't bother me, but the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 7 also, now this is the wise man himself, in this same book of Proverbs, Proverbs 23 verse 7, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." Whatever we think in our heart is going to come out in what we say, how we say it, and how we live our lives. So Jesus said, "It is out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks." Now there's another application that I want to give to Jesus' words, because Jesus himself talked about this when he spoke about the tree and its fruit. I want you to turn back with me to Matthew chapter 7, and we're going to begin reading in verse 15. That is Matthew chapter 7, verse 15. Here's where Jesus said, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." So they come to you acting like that they're really concerned about you, that they're very spiritually minded, that they're very religious. But he said on the inside, they're actually looking for a way to take advantage of anybody that they can. They are ravening wolves. So how are you supposed to know whether this person is a true teacher or a false teacher? Well, obviously, of course, you need to listen to the message that he speaks. And if it's in conflict with the Bible, then reject it and reject him. That's just as simply as the Bible puts it in many passages of Scripture. But here Jesus said there's something also that you can do to test that person. There's a way that you can know his character. Matthew chapter 7 verse 16 says, "You shall know them by their fruits." Who? Who does he say we can know by their fruits? The false teachers that he's just talked about in verse 15. He said, "Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree, that is a bad tree, brings forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth evil fruit. Every tree that brings not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them." So Jesus said you can look at the life of a teacher, And you can know something about that teacher because of the way that he lives. False teachers eventually show their character in their lives. Now, it might take some time, and you might be fooled for a little while because some people can cover up the way that they really think and the way that they're really living for a time. But eventually, it's going to show. Now, throughout the Bible, folks, you will find a description of the character of false teachers that fits what Jesus is talking about right here. One of the longest sections that I've ever seen in the Bible about the character, the bad character of false teachers is in 2 Peter chapter 2. And we don't have time to go to that today, but you're going to find in 2 Peter chapter 2 that Peter describes these false teachers as being people who are sneaky, people who are greedy, people who will say things just to lead them astray. He talks about how that they are immoral, how that they don't have much of a conscience, if any, left. They're out to take advantage of people. That's the character that you read about in 2 Peter chapter 2 of false teachers. So Jesus said, look at their life. Now somebody stands back and says, as we were discussing just a few days ago, well, but I don't think I have the right to judge anybody. Well, Jesus said you have the responsibility to do so. You have the responsibility not just to look at what a man says, but to watch his life. And if his life is not righteous, one thing for sure that you can know is this. You can know a false prophet because of his bad life. You can know that he is teaching something wrong because his life is wrong. Jesus is saying here that you can't take a bad doctrine. You cannot take false doctrine and come up with a good life out of it. The truth of God's word produces good fruit, that is, good lives. But evil doctrine produces evil fruit, that is, evil lives in the people that follow that doctrine. So in Luke chapter 6, verses 43 through 45, we have literally gone to the heart of the matter. And I hope that you've enjoyed this study today, and I hope that it's helped you in some way. And we'll look forward to studying with you again on Words of Faith. Thank you for listening, and have a great rest of the day.